Hey babes. So in today's episode of the Not a Regular Empath podcast, I am talking to my Facebook group, the Moxie and Magic Mavens, and I'm talking to them about one of the topics that will be in my upcoming group program that is being released this Sunday on January 7th called Relationship of One. It is a super exciting 6-week group program where there will be so much healing and growth. You're just not going to even know who you are on the other side of it. It is all about getting in touch with your truest, highest self and being so comfortable with yourself that you could literally do, have, and be anything that you want without fear of consequence, judgment, or failure. You are going to have such a truthful and deep connection with yourself that you are going to know that you are unstoppable, that you are the baddest bitch that's ever been, and that you are going to be so in love with yourself that you'll never need outside validation ever again. And there are some dogs. I'm in Miami for the week. I took my job portable and decided to come on vacation with my fiance to come see his family. So that's really cool. So that's what's going on in my life. And it's been such a joy being back. I am so stoked. Can't even stand it. I'm so stoked. My life is amazing. And I want to give you that too. And that is everything that's coming out of Relationship of One. You are going to be so in love with your life that everyone is going to be coming after you, wanting to know what they can do to tap into that energy too. So I'm so excited. Like I said, it's coming out January 7th. So if you want all the details, make sure that you are on my mailing list at www.tiffanypurdy.com. And you can just sign up for my regular old newsletter mailing list and you'll be in the loop. You could also come and join my Facebook group, the Moxie and Magic Mavens. It has been just an immense privilege getting to know these women as this group has continued to grow. I go live about 5 days a week in there, and it's just awesome. So if you can't get enough of me here, make sure that you come and join us in the Facebook group. And make sure you answer the questions. You don't get out of answering the questions, okay? So, all right, here we go. Flirting with life into the show. Welcome to the Not a Regular Empath podcast with your host, me, Tiffany Purdy, an intuitive life coach for badass women with moxie who aren't settling for anything less than their absolute best life. To learn more, find me at www.tiffanypurdy.com. All right, let's try that again. Obviously, you guys know I'm in Miami for the week, so things have been a little bit interesting in terms of making sure that my connection is always steady, but I am so happy and grateful for an always steady internet connection. I'm so happy and grateful to always be supported. That's it. So today I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about flirting. And what the difference is between flirting with life and having an end game. This was one of the more breakthrough concepts that I was introduced to when I was learning how to tap into my divine feminine power. And I realized that through different things, through social conditioning, through I think mostly social conditioning, because I know that I used to naturally be this way. I used to naturally always be a little flirty and be a little fun and be okay with talking to whoever. And flirting has no end game, right? Flirting with life, flirting with a person, flirting with an idea, flirting with yourself. None of these things have an end game. You don't flirt with the, you know, intention of getting something out of it or with the intention of manipulating anyone or with the intention of literally, there is no end game. The concept of flirting is literally just to have fun. That's all it is. And so having that fun energy infuses more fun in your life. It'll infuse more fun and more vitality in your interactions with total strangers. It will infuse more fun and vitality into the things that you do every day. Like, I flirt with myself all the time. If you were, here last night, you know that, I was talking about, body confidence, et cetera, et cetera. I flirt with myself all the time. I'll check myself out in the mirror and be like, damn, girl. Okay. You work. Okay. No, it's not like I'm trying to obviously get anything out of this. This is not anything more than just having a little bit of fun in my interactions. And so when we're flirting with life, magic can literally happen. When we're flirting with people, and think about, even flirting, with someone that you're attracted to. Okay. Number one, flirting naturally comes out when we are attracted to something. So while it doesn't necessarily have to be a person or even a romantic partner, we naturally become our, cutest, best versions of ourselves when we're in front of something that we enjoy, that we like. Okay. So I also think that tapping into that like fun, flirtatious energy can help us to better, when we know what that feels like, it can help us to better understand what it is that we do want out of life, because that's something I hear all the time in this group, especially. I don't tolerate the answer from my clients anymore. So I don't tolerate "I don't know" as an answer to "what do you want?" When you start tapping into this fun energy, this energy of flirtation and flirting for the sake of just having fun, you'll start to naturally gravitate, naturally feel the things that are bringing you joy. You'll start to naturally see, oh, I like that because I want to flirt with that. Like, I want to engage with this. This could be an idea. This could be, I flirt with ideas for books all the time. Like, what would that feel like? What would that be like? Oh, Tiffany. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is not necessarily, I never want you to think of flirting as something that is, in a manipulation game, because that's never what this is about. It's about just having more lighthearted fun in your life. And when you do that, you're stimulating that creative center. You're stimulating, especially if you're someone who has a sacral authority for your human design. This is something that is going to be like necessary for your being to thrive. So there's not actually, this isn't a complex concept for me, so I don't feel like there's a need to go on and on and on. But if there is someone here who's got a question about the distinction between flirting and trying to get something out of a situation, then please do drop a comment. But I think that we all can kind of understand what that means. You might flirt with the checkout guy at the grocery store, but it doesn't mean you want to take him home. You know what I mean? Like, you're just having a little bit more fun in that particular exchange. You are bringing more joy to another person's life, making them feel good in that particular exchange. And then it's over. Like, no one is expecting anything out of that. You know what I mean? And it just elevates your mood, it elevates your vibe, it elevates their vibe. Like, there's no harm done to anyone. That's it. And you can start to do that really in every area of your life. I do this especially when I'm thinking about, like I said a few minutes ago, when I'm, I flirt with the ideas, with ideas for books or ideas for courses or things like that. And I just see which one feels like the most fun. And I think that that's really what this all boils down to when we talk about flirting with life, because it's twofold. We're elevating our own mood and our own space. We're making ourselves feel really good. And we're also able to truly identify what it is that makes us feel the most good and what is going to help us live that more fun, easy, effortless life that we're looking for. Because when we feel really good, it helps us more easily identify what feels good. When we're stuck in moments of depression and loathing and sadness and victimhood, already it's hard for us to see the things that we're grateful for, let alone try and identify what it is that we want out of life and want to create for ourselves. So with that said, getting into the spirit of flirting and getting into the spirit of just easy, breezy, lighthearted fun, that helps us to tap into that sacral authority. It helps us to tap into the ability to see and create what it is that we actually want, because we know what fun and happy and easy feels like. Does that make sense? Awesome. Well, I love you guys. And thanks for being here today. You guys are the best. Oh, actually, real quick, let's talk about where the stars are. How about that? Because right now, we've got Jupiter and Mars conjunct in the sky. And Mars is like drive and energy. And Jupiter is like fun and luck. And I think of Jupiter as kind of a flirty sign. Or a flirty placement. And so both of those together right now, and they are squaring, sextile, I believe, to Moon's node right now. And so that is going to be an emotional place to be as well. So I think right now of any time would be a great time to start flirting with life, because this is going to, if you're one of those people who has been in my inbox or been in the comments in my live videos here or emailed me, you know, from the podcast, then, you know, and you're someone who's said, I just don't know what I want to create for 2018. I just don't know what I want my life to look like. Start having more fun right now. Stars are totally aligned for it. And also with that said, if you are having a really hard time tapping into how to flirt with life and how to have fun and what you really want and having the confidence to explore and do all of those things, keep your eyes peeled, because Relationship of One is coming. Doors open on Sunday on my birthday. And this is totally for you. If you're someone who wants what I'm talking about but is not quite sure how to get it yet, I will be showing you the way. And I'm so fucking jazzed. I am so, 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 so stoked. Every single day I get more and more excited. I'm getting more and more people in my inbox asking about it. I'm getting more and more people just being like, oh, where do I sign up? It's almost here. I'm going to hold the space, hold the energy for just a little bit longer. And I'm just about to explode. So yeah, we've got one more live video tomorrow before I let it fly on Sunday. This place is beautiful, and so are you, and so am I. All right, babes. Well, I guess this will be a short one, and I will let you skedaddle early, unless anyone, like I said, has any questions. Hey, Kristen. But I think this one is a relatively easy concept to get. I love you all so, so much. I've been getting just the sweetest messages in my inbox from you guys. It really is the highlight of my day. I love you all so much. Like, if you guys understood how much joy and how much I get out of this, maybe you do know. Maybe you do know, because I say it so much. But yeah, so I'm going to let you go. I love you. And I'll be back tomorrow. We're going to talk about relationship standards in some way. If you were here on Sunday with my content planner planning period, then you already know what I am talking about tomorrow, which is cool. But if not, then it'll just be a surprise. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. And yeah, we've only got three more days, right? What is today? Thursday? Yep. 3 more days until Relationship with One comes. 3 more days. I'm excited. All right. I love you. Have the best day ever.
Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you learned something valuable. And if you did, it would be so rad if you'd hit the subscribe button and share this with your friends. And if you're interested in learning more about how to work with me, hop on over to the Moxie and Magic Mavens Facebook group or find me directly at www.tiffanypurdy.com. And remember, that's Tiffany with an I at the end. I'll catch you next time.